I will never forget the anticipation, the moment of my first total solar eclipse. My son is a head high school baseball coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He had taken the day off so he could take his two little girls for a picnic in center field. This was our first total solar eclipse. I was totally unprepared for the moment when the lights went out. The moon rolled over the sun like a stone at the closure of a Friday tomb. It was an incredible moment of awe.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's already dark.
That is so cool. That is cool.
Laying on my back, looking up to the great sky. Like it never ends, and what that really means, I don't think that my mind can even comprehend. But it makes me think about the grand scheme. How do I fit in to everything if there's no end? Is there no end to life? That's when my thoughts slow down as I'm looking up to the great sky. Laying on my back, looking up to the great sky. There's so much I don't know, and it doesn't make any sense, but somehow feels so clear. Heaven is far but near, and it makes me think about the grand scheme. Where do I fit in to end? There's no end in sight. Is there no end to life? That's when my thoughts slow down as I'm looking up to the great sky.
Well, there you are, and welcome to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host. We just heard the song Great Sky by the musical group The National Parks. Awesome group, awesome song. I love the final question. God, can you tell me everything? How long will it take for an all-knowing God to tell us everything about all the good things He has done and created? I would guess it would take Him an eternity. And if he ever came to an end of telling us everything, I imagine we would do what every child does the moment we've heard the end of a wonderful story. God, tell it again. I hope you've checked out the last few episodes of Redemption's Table. We've had some amazing conversations. When we launched 5 years ago, every episode was a conversation with a special guest after a meal and was recorded in a restaurant. We often talked about redemption. Now, the word redemption does have a spiritual meaning, a biblical meaning, but from the very beginning, I have always intended it to reach out to a much wider definition. What do I mean? Well, simply this. Every person I know has a moment in their journey, in their story, where their life did not go as they expected. Sometimes it feels like it has gone off the rails. We lose someone. We do something we should not have done. We say words we cannot take back. We sometimes hurt others or have been hurt by others. Therefore, all of us have moments we wish we could live over. We wish they could be redeemed. Sometimes they can, and oftentimes they will be redeemed, but not necessarily by us. Sometimes God, who is very real and very personal, He knows you by name, He is kind, He is good, He loves you, each and every one of us. Sometimes God redeems moments in ways we could never have expected. And when that happens, we realize that was Him. There's no other way to explain how that happened except God. He can take one of the worst days of our lives and redeem it into something beautiful. Sometimes it may take us days, months, maybe even a year or two before we realize it. But when we do, that will be a moment of awe. Sometimes this podcast is conversational, and sometimes, like today, it's a little more outside the box, where we explore awe, wonder, delight, nature. And today is one of those days. I hope you have a curiosity about that word, eclipso. That's the title of today's episode, eclipso. What in the Milky Way galaxy is an eclipso? Well, I thought I might have morphed a new word, and I sort of did. I Googled the term after it came to me, and I discovered there was a DC comic book supervillain introduced back in 1963 named Eclipso. Best of my knowledge, I've never heard of him. Today's episode has nothing to do with him. That Eclipso is spelled with an I instead of a Y. So what is Eclipso? Well, Eclipso is my combination of the words eclipse and calypso. Just last month, the path of a total solar eclipse crossed North America, border to border, from southwest to northeast, and millions of people flocked to fall under the shadow created as the moon eclipsed the sun. I was one of those people. Both my grown-up children and their families live in the same neighborhood in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I usually go see them sometime every spring, so I thought being there this year during the eclipse would be the perfect time. I was excited about the eclipse, but I really hadn't anticipated it much in my mind. I have witnessed a few partial solar eclipses through the years, but I had no idea what to expect. So there's the word eclipse, and then there's the word calypso. Calypso is a musical style which originated in Trinidad, Tobago, and the West Indies. Think Harry Belafonte and Banana Boat, or steel drums, or the music of the Caribbean. So, putting these two words together, eclipso, here's what I mean by it. This is my definition, based on 3 minutes from last month under a moon shadow. It's the song, it's the dance of your soul that rises in an eclipse-like moment as you become enthralled with awe. My son is a head high school baseball coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And he decided to take the day off from his teaching duties, take both of his girls out of school, and go to his baseball field and have a picnic with his daughters in center field. I think that was incredibly cool. And I was invited. So there we were, eating our Lunchables while the moon slowly passed its way over the sun, kicking a soccer ball, to quote the classic Yusuf Cat Stevens song, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, awaiting our first total solar eclipse. I will never forget the anticipation. The birds started talking to one another as it got closer and closer to totality. I was unprepared for that moment when the lights went out. You could feel the temperature drop. You could hear the screams of hundreds of children at a nearby school. The moon rolled over the sun like a stone at the closure of a Friday tomb. For 2 minutes, 58 seconds, my soul pulsed in awe. And I can still feel it. The next day, I wrote this prayer in my journal. Abba Father, that's how I often address God. Abba Father, thank you. Yesterday's full total solar eclipse filled me with awe. Awe for 2 minutes, 58 seconds. I've thought of other times I've been consumed with complete awe. Seeing a sequoia and a redwood for the first time. Whale watching on Point Reyes, Glacier National Park, Grand Canyon, Delicate Arch in Utah, Yellowstone as a kid, the births of my son and my daughter. Yesterday's eclipse may have been the most totally unexpected. Awe. Awe of you, Creator God. Awe of you, Jesus, who holds all things together. Awe of you, Holy Spirit, who pours forth flood springs of admiration within in the presence of such creator art. Awe. What about you? When has your soul been caught up in the rhythm of eclipso? When have you been enthralled by the music of a life moment that left you dancing in stillness? Your soul was quaking and busting moves that either had you riveted in your footsteps to the ground or falling down on your knees. Here's how Eugene Peterson expressed a moment of awe in his Psalm 96 version in The Message. Sing God a brand new song. Earth and everyone in it, sing. Sing to God, worship God. God made the heavens. Royal splendor radiates from him. A powerful beauty sets him apart. Bravo, God, bravo. Everyone join in the great shout, encore. In awe before the beauty, in awe before the might. Bring gifts and celebrate. Bow before the beauty of God, then to your knees, everyone worship. Get out the message. God rules. He put the world on a firm foundation. He treats everyone fair and square. Let's hear it from sky, with earth joining in, and a huge round of applause from sea. Let wilderness turn cartwheels. Animals come dance. Put every tree of the forest in the choir, an extravaganza before God as he comes to set everything right on earth, set everything right, treat everyone fair. Since 2017, I have prayed this prayer, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly. Abba, you know what you are about this day. And I am ready to be surprised. And after experiencing last month's eclipse, I have added a new page to my prayer journal, God's Surprises 2024. I'm looking for them, and I'm writing them down. What about you? Whenever He does the spectacular in our lives, isn't it worth the extra few minutes it takes to write down what we think we will never forget? Well, thanks for joining us today at the table. We'll see you next time.
If there's no end.